Wall Street wrapped up an upbeat yet holiday-shortened trading week with modest gains for the Dow and modest losses for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. The Dow rose 153 points to hit a more than seven-month high and is now down a mere 5.5% for the year. With that, the Dow is no longer having its worst year since 2008. It's now just the worst year since 2018, hovering about 7% below its January record high. Black Friday is in full swing, and that means high stakes for the big box retailers. It's especially critical for Target, which has already had to dole out heavy discounting in recent months. Investors will anxiously await the final numbers over the weekend, but for the week, trading volume has remained seasonally light. The markets took on an optimistic tone thanks to the latest minutes from the Federal Reserve, which fueled hopes of a possible slowdown in rate hikes. Bond yields pulled back, and rate-sensitive sectors like utilities and consumer staples powered ahead as a result. But Chinese equities were dragged down by a recent resurgence in COVID cases, leading to further lockdowns in that region. Those worries weighed on crude prices, which slipped to around $77 per barrel to cap off the week. Next week, investors will look ahead to earnings from retailers Kroger and Ulta Beauty, as well as software names like PagerDuty and Salesforce.com. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Pippa Stevens.